This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله تعالى brothers and sisters I'll give you the greeting of peace again so that you have the opportunity to respond with the right spirit by raising your voice louder than the one who offer you the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah Rabbul Alamin who have given us guidance, provision, all the organs that Allah have granted us is still functioning very well, alhamdulillah. Now, it's very important for us to remember what our Prophet ﷺ remind all of us. Because there's a lot of lesson to learn from this reminder. The Prophet ﷺ was sent to show us the way to Almighty, the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen. Not only him was sent, from the time of Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Ismail, to all the other prophets and messengers, all of them were sent for the same reason. To remind people who is so careless, so forgetful about what God wants them to do and what God said don't do. Now, the Khutbatul Hajjah that I just recited is a reminder that the Prophet never failed to start this reminder when he was giving his lecture, giving his sermon in Jumu'ah day, in the Eid prayer, even when he was conducting a marriage. He always start with this reminder, inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'inuhu. Now, to be very brief, this reminder, number one, is to remind all of us the importance of being grateful and be thankful. Very, very important. Especially those who are reached 40 years old. When you reach 40, you must be grateful and thankful that you have reached that age And one of the signs that you are grateful and thankful now, you are not going to waste your time doing anything that do not benefit you anymore. 40 years have gone. We have done a lot of things. It's time for us to revisit again and prepare for our future. When we said our future, all the prophet was saying not to talk about 20, 20, 20, 40, 20, 80, yeah, 20, 50, is talking about the hereafter, about life after death. And one of the signs after that is also, you should always remember your parents and pray for them. They have sacrificed a lot. They have given us a lot that you cannot imagine. Alhamdulillah, no parents send any bill to the children. Remember, from day one you were born, this is what happened. This is how much I have spent. You are not well, I send you to clinic again. I send you to school. Now, pay back time. Nobody do that. Parents just keep on give and give and give. So you should learn how to be grateful, be thankful to them. At least, if they are no more with you, pray for them. Don't forget them in your prayer. If they are still around, be dutiful to them. You don't lose anything. There's a lot of blessing that you may not be aware of. That's why the Prophet said, be grateful, be thankful. For those who don't have parents anymore, the Prophet still shows us another way how to be grateful to them. That is, to stay connected to the people who your parents love most. Your parents may have good friends, family members, who they like to be together, they like to sit down and chit-chat. It's good to connect yourself with this kind of good people. Anytime when you want to be good, you must always make sure you are in a good environment. You cannot say, I want to be good, but I choose the bad environment. But I always want to be good. No. The environment can easily change and reshape any one of us. Yeah. And the Prophet also reminds us, be humble. How do you know that you are humble? Every Wednesday morning, Saturday, Sunday, we always remind one another. To be humble means you must keep on asking Allah for guidance. Ask your parents for advice when they are still able to give you any advice. Don't be overconfident. When you're overconfident, you thought that you know everything, then that is the beginning of your problem. A lot of things that is happening around us today is because children don't ask their parents anymore. They only ask money when they have no money. Papa, money. Mama. Other than that, they don't ask. See? It's good to be humble, especially to Allah. Allah Almighty, the Creator, He reminds us that He is always there to forgive us. Whatever sin that we have committed, He said, never give up hope in me. And almost every night, that means one third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, descend and talk to the angel. Who among my people, my servant, who is asking me for forgiveness, I am going to forgive them. Even we have committed a lot of sins, but His mercy and forgiveness is always there. But who is asking? We hardly ask, because we thought, I have no problem. I don't need help. Okay. If that's how you think that you don't need Allah's help, Allah will leave it to you. Simple as that. It's like a parent. Just imagine, parent is always there to help their children. Children, just be humble. Ask. You don't ask. So the parent neither want to force you. No, this is just a matter of humbleness. وَنَسْتَقْفِرُ. And the third one, the Prophet keep on reminding us, we do admit that we do commit sins every day. We hurt somebody. We show disrespect to the elders. We hurt our parent, our mother, our father, our sibling. It's common. Being human, nobody is perfect. So be humble and don't forget to say, I'm sorry. Simple as that. You may hurt a person through your words. You are not careful when you talk. You may hurt a person through your body language. You know? But just ask forgiveness, especially before you go to bed. You want to have a new day tomorrow. You want to have a good sleep. You may, that sleep may be your last. We don't know. That's why the Prophet reminds us, before you go to bed, at least you make one dua. You said, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya, O Allah. With your name, I'm sleeping. If Allah said you cannot sleep, you can't sleep. There's something disturbed, you can sleep this night. Sleeping is a blessing. Whoever can sleep, Allahu Akbar, is a great blessing. You know? People suffer, yeah, from sleeping. So they take pill, sleeping pill, and so on. Alhamdulillah, those who can just lie on the bed and then bismillah, alhamdulillah, and start snoring, and there's a good sleep. It's a blessing. But why the Prophet remind us to say this dua? Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. Oh, with your name, O Allah, I'm dying. The word amut literally means I'm dying. I'm going to die. I want to have a good ending. I want to die in peace. And only with your will, I will be awake again. Maybe tonight you go to sleep. Of course, you have plans, so many plans. You don't have the plan to die tomorrow. You want to be awake tomorrow. Yeah. Be more healthier, more energetic, so that you can move forward. But no one knows. No one knows. There are a lot of people who sleep without knowing that was their last, yes, sleeping experience in this life. Tomorrow, they are no more with us. So it's a reminder. You plan for the best, but don't forget Almighty Allah. Seek His help, ask for forgiveness. So anybody who want to sleep is good. If you feel that you have hurt somebody, especially your loved one, ask forgiveness. Did I say something or hurt you? I'm sorry. You will sleep in peace. You know, there's a lot of blessing when you are humble. And also ask Allah to make you or to help you to purify your heart and your mind. So you always have positive feeling, thoughts, so that you can move better. If you have negative feeling and thought, it stops you from doing a lot of things. You want to be beneficial to others. You want to be beneficial to yourself. So you have to look into yourself properly. Your body have right upon you. Everything that God have given us, we must make sure that we take good care of it. Then you ask Allah, when you have positive feeling, so then you will be positive with a lot of people. The people around you may be negative, but because you have positive feeling, you know how to encounter the negative with positive. If not, then you become weaker and you become, that's why there's a lot of anxiety, depression, because we are not positive. And we ask Allah to make us active, proactive person, a practicing Muslim and Muslima, not just by name. Be active. We know that if you are not active, one day you realize, I should have done this, I should have done that. Why must we wait for that day? When you can walk, you walk. When you can run, you run. Before you cannot walk. So don't be lazy. Lazy is also a sickness. A lot of people in this modern time, lazy to move around. They just move their finger and their eye. You know, with all the technology, they don't move the other organ anymore. Suddenly they have this pain, that pain, in a very young age because they are not active anymore. At the end of the day, this reminder from the Prophet is, remember, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Remember, at the end of the day, we are going back to Almighty Allah. We came from Him, to Him we return. So make sure everything you do, whatever you say, you do it for His sake, to please Him. You will never regret. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah said, if you are grateful and thankful, you remember me, you please me, I will increase my blessing. Everything will be increased. Wala in kafartum inna azabi lashidat. If you are not grateful, you take things for granted, slowly everything will decrease. It's up to you. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu. So with Allah, don't ever commit shirk. Don't think we know better than God. Don't think we are more powerful than God. Don't think that we are richer than God. Don't think that anybody on this earth is greater than the Almighty Creator. Never think of that. Don't fear anybody more than Him, if you want to fear. Don't love anything more than the Creator. Then you will never suffer. The more you love the creation of God and forget the Creator, you will suffer more. Everything, He is the one who gave it to you. So you must make sure that your love towards Him is greater than anything else. Then you'll find a lot of peace. When you feel that I don't have peace, then you must look into yourself. What went wrong with La ilaha illallah and Muhammad Rasulullah? All the prophets have been tested more than any one of us. None have been tested more than all the prophets and the messengers. No. We thought that, why life is so difficult, why God made very minor and little thing that Allah tests us, we keep on failing. Why we keep on failing? Because we are not grateful. We don't remember what Allah have told us. Everything is in the Quran, but we have been reading the Quran without understanding. How to understand the Quran? After you read the meaning, don't think that you understood. No. The meaning is correct, but your understanding may differ. So you just have to humble yourself, seek knowledge, ask the scholars. When the scholar is around, you ask them. You won't regret. Yeah. So one day when your children ask you, you know how to help them because you got the right understanding and the right knowledge. Okay? Now, brothers and sisters, I always like to start with this muqaddimah just to refresh our memory, what we have learned, what we have been exposed to, the problem that we encounter is very common. Nobody can escape. As long as you live on planet Earth, all these things will happen. But the difference between those who are righteous, seeker of truth, they always get and they got the answer, the guidance. That's why Allah said, any problem you encounter, come back to me. I will show you the way. But because we don't go back to Him, we go back to how I feel, how I think. It's okay, you can feel, you can think, but never make any conclusion now. You just have to humble yourself, open up your mind, open your heart, then you can see the light of Allah. Today we are going to continue on this book, Don't Be Sad. We all always feel sad very easily. Why? Because that is the reality of life. We want everything according to what we want. Follow our way, it didn't follow our way. So we are not happy. But when you just follow the way of Allah, you find happiness. Because happiness, peace belong to Him. That's why Allah remind us to recite this prayer, and the Prophet taught us, Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam. Tabarakta ya jal jalali wal ikram. Example, Allah, you are peace. Peace is from you. But we have been reciting this without any feeling. So anytime when you don't feel peace, just remember Him. Don't remember the problem that caused you to have no peace, and then you keep on remembering that person. You cannot have peace. You just have to cut him off. Remember Allah. People can say anything, brothers and sisters. You cannot stop them. But you must find your peace with Allah first. And if you want to protect yourself from a lot of bad things, after asking Allah for protection, you follow. You follow up with your dua. A lot of people say, oh Allah, protect me, save me from all the trial and challenges. But you are not careful of what you say, what you do. You must always follow up with action after you ask Allah for anything, for goodness. You do good things, say good words, be in good environment. Then you'll be good. But you ask Allah for goodness, but you do all the wrong thing. Then expect to be good. No. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. You always want to be a right person. Be in the right environment. Be with around the right friends. Then it's okay. You'll be protected. Grieve not over criticism from the jealous and the weak-minded people. This is very common living in this planet Earth, like what Allah has shown us in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter after Fatiha, Al-Baqarah, the longest chapter in the whole Quran. Allah starts with that. Alif Lam Mim, Zalika Kitab, La Raiba Fi, Hudalil Muttaqin, Allazina Yu'minuna Bil Ghaib, Wa Yuqimuna Salah, Wa Mimma Razaqnahum Yunfiqun. In the first few ayah, Allah is talking, telling us this book, the Quran. There is no doubt in it. Everything that is mentioned in the book of Allah is true, the past, the present, and the future. Sure to happen. Just follow this book. Follow the guideline. Then you are prepared. the AI that is coming very soon, yeah, to our society, is in the knowledge of Allah, telling us what is going to come. And maybe after that, there'll be another, yeah, kind of technology. Only Allah knows. We don't know. Who give all this knowledge is Him. Who have warned us about this is Him. But we never take all these things seriously. Yeah. So grieve not. Don't just be sad for nothing. You are sad because you are not following. Yes. The law is there, just follow. Then, alhamdulillah, you do not follow, you are not well. The doctor said, don't eat this, don't drink that. Take your medication, you do one. So who to be blamed? Medicine given, but it's your choice to take it or not. Just example. So everything is there, you just have to try your best to follow. Now, you will be rewarded if you show forbearance to their criticism and to their impertinent remark. People may comment and you don't, you just have patience. Patience in Islam is not just keep quiet all the time. Any negative, you respond with positive. But you do not just respond by your word. Also, you hold out with your action. Today, a lot of people say this, say that. Before they have power, they say this, they say that. When they have power, they say nothing anymore. Normally, that is how politicians have their political problem. Yeah, scholar have scholar problem. Public have public problem. Children have children problem. Business people have business problem. Nobody can escape. Everybody will have their trial and challenges. You know? You just have to do what you have to do. Just follow the rule. No fear. Yeah, will come to you because you are not breaking any law. What is that for you to be afraid? Nothing. When the police car come to you, you are not running away. Oh, how are you? Good morning. Maybe they just want to pay a visit. Everything okay? It's good. But if you know that you are not being right, and they just want to say hello, the fear is there already. Yeah. There's an example. Yeah? Just have patience and follow up with something that is positive. Yeah? The more they criticize you, the more you are increased in worth. That means you have more value. People just cannot see some person more successful than them. Jealousy is there. People are not happy to see you get richer and that more than them. You are more learned than them. You have this sometimes. If they are jealous for the right reason, it's okay. Oh, you are so smart, so intelligent. I also want to be like you. So they learn. They work harder. It's good. Oh, you are so successful. I want to pick up some tip from you so that I will work as hard as you. It's good. There's nothing wrong. But there are people just waiting to criticize you. Have you come across people like that? Every morning they have something to talk bad about you. How good you are. They always find the bad thing. Because that is what in their mind. No, because when you are corrupted here, all be corrupted. Everything you look at somebody, you look at the wrong thing. You forget the good thing. So you don't have to entertain all this problem. Yeah? Because only someone who is unaccomplished has no one who is jealous of him. People who don't have anything what to be jealous. Nothing to comment. Not waste of time to comment when people don't have it. When people have something, And people comment because they are jealous, it's normal. So you don't lose anything. You just have the peace of mind, be kind, be active, don't be selfish. That's why the people of knowledge, they must teach those who are ignorant. The people who are rich help the poor. You balance up with that. You don't just ignore the poor and become proud and arrogant. No. Then whatever you have very little value. Remember Allah said, يَوْمًا لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day will come, your wealth, whatever you have, all the gold, all the property, the saving you have, and your children, how many children you have, dozen of children. You know, I have friend who have almost 20 more, 20 over children. Yeah. Surprisingly, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Something he also don't remember the name of his children. Yeah. But Allah said, neither your children or your wealth can benefit you. The only thing that can really benefit you, illa man atallah biqalbin salim, are those who have trained their heart, their feeling to submit to Allah. Everything came from Him, now you are giving it back to Him. That will benefit you. Yeah, your good deeds, your patience, the righteousness that you have, that will benefit you. And people will miss you a lot when you are no more here, because you have been so good. Like all the prophets and the companion, the righteous people, we still remember them. Because they are so good, Allah bless them. The history will not forget all the good people. And the bad guy also, true. Sometimes, too bad also. History, you don't forget bad guy. Yeah. There is a saying among the Arabs, people do not kick a dead dog. Something is dead, people don't want to waste them to kick. They don't want to use their leg to touch anything that have no benefit for them. Yeah? They are jealous of who has surpassed them. People show him enmity and opposition. Just like spiteful woman who speak of the fair maiden with jealousy and malice, and that she is of a low and base character. Those who have all this negative kind of feeling always, jealousy, hatred, and so on, they don't have a good character. You know that they are not good people, so you do not want to be like them. You just save yourself, you know. If this thing do not happen, you don't know who is having good character and bad character. You only know when you are good, when you look at the other party, why he react like this, why he say like to say this. Then you know, this is not a good character. Why must you commend other people? You do what you can, let them do what they can. And we compliment one another. If you think that they are lacking in one area, and you know, you try to do something good and move on. Yeah. Zuhair said, one of the scholars said, they are jealous of that which he has been blessed with normally. You see a friend of you suddenly become a millionaire. Alhamdulillah, maybe he worked hard and then he just start to do something that really there is a demand in the market. That means he just have touched the goal. Yeah, golden fortune. But we mean can't see the thing. Everything is in front, but we can value that, they can value it. Alhamdulillah, it is their time. But we can benefit from that too. I give you one simple example. What in the world have that China don't have? What the world have that China don't have? You talk about worldly thing. Worldly thing, China almost have everything. Even all the so-called civilized country send whatever they want to China. Why? Because cheap labor, so that they can gain profit, they pay very cheap, and then they get more profit. If they want to do in their own country, it may cost them more. So that is part of God's plan to us as a believer. Anybody who want dunya, Allah give them dunya. What they don't have is akhirah. We have akhirah. If we can combine akhirah and dunya, Allahu Akbar. It be well balanced. Nothing to be jealous. Why must you be jealous? They are making life easier for you. Are you jealous? You go to any shop to buy anything today, compare with Shopee. Which one is cheaper? Anybody who shop online? Which one you think is cheaper? Shopee, huh? Same thing. And sometimes the strange thing, Shopee have things that normal shop don't have. Have you experienced that? I used to go around the shop. When I saw some advertisement in Shopee, okay, I stopped buying all this at the shop, and they don't have. And when you look at the price, oh, very cheap. Because they cut costs through the what? Through what they cut costs? Yeah? Yeah, when you have a shop, you have to rent. When you have a shop in the mall, you pay a lot of money for that. So everything is being charged on the same product. It's not free. It's a plus. But when online, alhamdulillah, life is easier now. Allahu Akbar. Just an example. Yeah? Allah will not take away from him the cause of their resentment. Remember, people who talk negative about you, if you work hard, Allah will not take it away from you because of what they say. No. If you are doing the right thing, nothing to fear. Yeah, so always have positive feeling. Yeah? There's another saying, they will envy my death. What restlessness is this? Even in my death, I am not spared from their jealousy. People who are not happy with you. After you die, they still talk about you. There are some scholars, when people talk bad about them, they keep on praying. Who can protect them? Only Allah. And who can give guidance to the gossiper, the backbiter, the slanderer? Only Allah. The heart is in the control of God, not in the hand of human. But one thing our prophet have said to us, and that is another blessing that we gain. If you have patience, there are some scholars said, if anybody like to talk bad about me, I know I'm not doing anything wrong, but they keep on saying I'm wrong. I know what I'm doing. I have evidence to prove that I'm right, and they keep on slandering you. You know what is happening to us? Everyone have some good thing in their life. Everyone have some good deeds in them, and also the bad one. Anybody who like to gossip about us, feel jealousy and anger, you have patience, you keep on doing what you have to do, and you know you are not doing anything wrong, because you are guided by the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. It cannot be wrong. Only they are not happy. You don't worry. Your patient, in return, all his good deeds transfer to you. Your bad deeds, you also have some bad deeds, of course. Nobody's will be transferred to them. That's why one day the Prophet asked the companion, do you all know who is the Muflis? The Muflis one? Do you know who is the Muflis? So the company, yeah, those who have no money, those who don't have property, they are the bankruptcy. Muflis means bankruptcy. See, people who have no money, how can you declare them bankrupt? Normally, a bankruptcy are people who have a lot and then they lost everything. No bank will consider the poor people bankrupt. There's nothing for them to declare because they don't have any loan from any bank. Those who say have money, then suddenly they want more and more, they want to take more loan, then they cannot pay and refurnish the loan, then you have to declare bankruptcy. So the Prophet said, no. A bankruptcy is a person who have done so many good things. They pray 5 times a day, they fast Ramadan and also the optional fast. They do charity work here and there, on and off. They help the poor, they help them. They went to Mecca to perform Hajj and Umrah. But while they're doing all these good things, they keep on gossiping, they backbite, they slander others. And we cannot protect ourselves. What can we do? We have no time to entertain. But they always talk bad about you. But you're patient. Allah reward you in the day of judgment. Their good deeds were transferred to you. And you have some bad deeds. Your bad deed is transferred to them. Is that a good trade? What do you think? Is that a good trade? No. Why not? But you must have patience. Just that. Be patient. Don't let this kind of thing bother you. Yeah? Just move on. If you think you are weak, you'll be among the righteous people who can help you to make you understand. Move on. If the Prophet that is so perfect, people still criticize him, who are we? Who are we? He's a messenger of God. Billion of followers. Who are we? We don't even have one follower to compare, but still people talk bad about him. May Allah give us the right understanding and the right spirit. Another poet said today, there's a lot of saying, I complain about the injustice of gossip mongers and you will not find. The honorable and successful person who has escaped from jealousy, you remain, O honorable and worthy friend, the victim of it. Yet no one begrudges the one who is miserable and wretched. This is the life of a peaceful person. Nothing bothers them. People say, let them say, you cannot stop. Saying in front of you and saying behind you, which one is better? Which one is mad? Which one you prefer? In front. But are you ready? A lot of people say a lot of things behind us because we don't hear, alhamdulillah. So if you want, you say, saying something bad about you in front is good. Of course, it's good for those who are ready. That means you are ready to hear and to listen. I want to listen. See, and sit in front of me. It's like criticizing your children behind his back. You cannot help him. He don't know. But if you want to criticize, correct him in front of him, also you must be careful. He's another human. He got feeling. You don't criticize him in front of other people. Don't do that. Call him one-to-one. My son. My daughter. I would like to give you some reminder advice. You must know how to respect his honor. Everybody have their own dignity and honor. You don't belittle him in front of the other family members, even among siblings, because sometimes sibling and sibling very jealous. They saw that their papa, their mama, always give more attention to the young one. Of course, they get jealous. When the young have problem, they always go after the eldest one. Those who are elders, they know. They always be a victim, you know. But if you're wise, you talk to him one by one. Then you understand things better. And they can change better because they know. You respect them as a person. But if you belittle them in front of other siblings, the one who is very jealous, now I know how to get, yeah, to this brother, to this sister of mine. That's not a good thing. Talk to them one to one. Yeah, very, very important. Even you know they are wrong, but you want to correct them, your way of correcting the person must be right. Don't approach the wrong way, you cannot help them. Yeah. And don't be judgmental. The best way, when you want to correct a person, you call them and then, I just want to double check with you. Use that kind of approach. You don't judge them. I just want to double. I heard or somebody told me that you have said this, you have done it. Is that true? Double check first. Or even you have seen them doing this thing in front of you. I saw you. Can I know, is there any reason you do that? Because sometimes to them it's not wrong, to us it's wrong. They don't know that is wrong. Maybe they thought that is the right thing to do, but it's not right. So you have to ask them first. There's a saying, when you talk to anybody, you must understand their level of understanding. Yeah. You cannot just judge them. Maybe what they do at that point of them is correct to them. I thought this, I'm doing the right thing. Oh, okay. Next time, if this thing happened again, before you do, can you check with us, ask us? That's very important. But you want to help somebody, you must understand that person. That's why sometimes people want to do something good, also they are afraid because it's not good enough for you. So you must know the art of communication. Use wisdom. Yeah, that is what wisdom is. That will save us from a lot of problems. Today we don't learn about wisdom. Wisdom is not something you can learn actually. Wisdom comes from experience. The elders have more wisdom than the younger one normally. The younger have more knowledge sometimes, but very little experiences. The oldest may not be like you. If the people give me a handphone, go this, go. I'm very, very slow. We are oldest, you know. If you look at there, you listen to the song, the oldest song, very sentimental, relaxing, cooling. But the young people song, hard rock, very hard, and very rocky, you know. When you hear the music on, the whole body rock, you cannot. The music before, relax. See, the world have changed. May Allah protect us. Ameen. There's another saying, if a person reaches the sky with his nobleness, then his enemy will be the numbers of the star in the sky. Meaning, if the more successful you are, you may have more enemies. Yeah. They shoot at him using a bow with every kind of persecution. Yet their abuse will never bring them to the level of his nobility. Don't get worried. Don't just entertain. That's why they say, anybody talk bad about you, brothers and sisters, you must strengthen yourself. Act as a reminder so that you will never fail yourself and be like them. Don't be like them. If they have something extra, alhamdulillah, good for them. That's all. You move on. That's why the Prophet always show us the best way to have peace and to be thankful. Unzuru ila man asfala minkum la tanzuru man fawqak. If you want to compare, at any time in your life you want to compare you and another person, always compare you with the people who are lesser than you. Don't compare yourself with people who are higher, better than you, if you want to compare. Because if you compare yourself with people who are lower, lesser than you, you become grateful and thankful. Wow, I'm okay, you know, compared with the people who eat only a meal a day. We have 4 meals per day. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, just an example. I live without any debts. I don't owe anybody. There are people who have lived. Yeah, they look so luxurious, but they owe people here and there. We are better than that. People who live with loan and people who live without loans, which one is better? Which one is better? Without loan. No fear, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Today, people who always have handphone and people don't have handphone, which one is better? Huh? Which one is better? Without handphones, we have more peace. No unnecessary call come in. Oh, are you so and so? You know, you have this bill, your unpaid bill. You don't have this nonsense. I don't know. Nobody want to call you. Nobody can contact. Suddenly, where do these crazy people got my number? See what is happening around the world today. You don't even know this person. This person seems to know you. And the number that call you, they don't even have this number in your phone. But when there's no more job for human being, everything becomes so high tech, you know. In the future, even Bollywood, Hollywood have no more actor and actress, all artificial intelligence. They can use robot. They transform here, they transform there. They say there's so many transgender, transable, later on they become transformer. Gone case. Thing is coming crazy. The world is getting more crazy. But alhamdulillah, those who have the right knowledge, guided by the Quran and Sunnah, they're okay. They know how to move on. This thing don't bother you. You don't allow this thing to control you. That's how it goes, no? People, the more you reach the sky with all the righteousness, the hard work you have going, the enemy will be more. Yeah? They shoot at him using a bow, and with every kind of persecution, they accuse you of this and that. Yet their abuse will never bring them to the level of his nobility. Don't be like them. Why must you be like that? You just do what you have to do and move on. Yeah? Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, asked his Lord to prevent people from abusing him with their tongue. Allah responded to Prophet Moses, I have not done so for myself. I have created them, provided for them, and they bless me and curse me in return. The Creator has given everything. He created Pharaoh, Nimrod. He created all these things. But they go against him. They claim to be God beside Allah, the Creator. Can you imagine? They are so ungrateful, unthankful. They want to play God when they know they are not God. So if the Creator who has created everything and his creation is so ungrateful and thankful, so what Moses was asking God, God never responded. He said, just prepare yourself. But Moses is a human. God is God. Even how negative people towards Allah, Allah's mercy overrules his anger. He still opened up the door of repentance. He still provides for them. People who talk bad about you, hurt you so much, do you provide for them? No more. Don't bring the name to me. I don't even want to hear the name. Being human, of course, you have the right to react in that manner because you are just another human. If you like to gossip about mommy, talk bad about it, khalas, I cut you off. I don't want to waste my time thinking of you and I get nothing in return. Only pain. So I just cut you off, cut the line. Is that easy? Is that easy to move on? And then the past. If there's a disease now, you just cut off the disease and move on. Don't entertain the disease. That's life. But Allah's mercy is tremendous. Allahu Akbar. You can come back to me in one of the hadiths. Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah said, my servant may come back to me with an ocean of sins. Not just one cup of sin, but an ocean of sins, but he never disassociates with me. It's just his weaknesses, he commits sin every day, night, commits sin. I will forgive him if he asks me to forgive. That is special for Allah. He's not like his creation. There is a saying among us, being human, if somebody hurt you and keep on hurting you, there will come a time, what do we say to them? Or you can't sit in front of them, you don't like to see them also. What will you always say? If a friend of you who is very close to you keep on trying to tell you about what they are talking about you and still talking about you, how do you feel? Of course you feel me, huh? They still talk about me. After we have no more relationship for so long, still talk about me. Wow. Maybe out of frustration we can say, tidak ada maaf bagimu. Can. Khalas, I will not forgive them. See you in akhirah. Being human, you have the right to say that. There's nothing wrong. What right do they have to keep on criticizing you? What right do they have? You have never disturbed them, interfere in their life. Why must they keep on talking bad about you? Of course, being a human, you feel hurt. And Allah knows that. And that's why Allah reminds all these bad guys, be careful. Even you have been so good, if you keep on talking bad and criticize a good person because of your jealousy, envy, you cannot escape from the day of judgment. He will be there for you, waiting for you. Allah is just. You have to settle that matter over there. Allah is very just. But to Allah, Allah can forgive. Because He is God, merciful. Nobody can hurt Him. Do you think that by not worshipping Him, we are hurting God? No, nobody hurt Him. He don't need any one of us. He just want to give and give and give and keep on giving. You are unthankful, sick, He still give you. You commit sin, He still want to forgive you. With condition, you seek His forgiveness. If you're too arrogant, then you will see your ending. Your ending will not be good at all. And it has been authentically narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the blessing and the peace of Allah be upon him, said, Allah say min hadith Qudsi, the son of Adam cursed me and blasphemed me, and he has no right to do so. What right do you have to do this to God? As for his cursing me, he cursed the time. How do you curse Allah? By cursing the time. The Prophet said, then Allah did mention in Hadith Qudsi, Ya Ibn Adam, la tasubul dahr anal dahr. By cursing time, you are cursing God. He is the one who have made times. That's why Allah swear with time, wal fajri. Allah swear with the morning hour, the morning time. Wal duha, the daylight. Wal asri, evening. Wal layli, Allah is telling us about time, is Allah's creation. So anybody who curses time, he's cursing Allah. That I share with a lot of our good brothers and sisters, the seeker of knowledge, those who attend my Saturday and Sunday classes. I said, when we want in this life, we always find time. We make time for dunya. Anything for the worldly matter, we always have time. I have time for my family, time to work, I have time to do business. Anything with dunya, I will sure to find time and make time. But anything for akhirah, next time. No time. Busy. Yeah? Only some time, okay? So I say to all my students, Saturday, can you imagine if weekend I have time, I have to go to shopping, family. We ask 3 hours on Saturday, 3 hours on Sunday. How many hours? 6 hours. 6 hours per week. 1 week got how many? How many hours? 24/7. And 6 hours, you say you have no time. Okay. You are misusing, cursing the time that Allah has created for you. You are not a wise person. You think you are wise, you are smart. You are not smart. You misuse your time. So don't give excuses. I am the time. I alternate the day and night as I please. Nalai un nahar. As for their blaspheming me, they say that I have a wife and a child. And sometimes people say God also have children. God have wife. This is something that Allah hate most. Yeah. And I have neither a wife nor a child. That's why He is telling us who He is. He said, Qul huwa Allahu ahadun. Allahu samadun. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Nothing is like me. Said Allah is one. Everything depends on Him. He don't depend on any one of us. Neither He is a mother or a father or a child to anybody. Always remember that. Never compare the Creator with His creation. No. Yeah. You may not be able to prevent people from attacking your honor, but you are able to do well and ultimately to ignore and turn away from their criticism and scorn. You can do that. You cannot prevent people from talking bad. You just keep on praying and move on. That's why some scholar before said, you want to criticize me? Talk. You want to talk bad? Talk more. Don't stop. Talk more. Because I'm getting more reward from you. But you must be tough. If not, you cannot. Because jealousy, enviness is everywhere. The evil eye is everywhere. Yeah? When you are handsome, people don't, still people talk about you. You know? What can you do? It's just Allah created me like that. Oh. So nobody can say they are perfect. And the poet say, I move past the fool who curses me. And I continue on my previous course saying, he does not refer to me. That's how you move on. What he's going to say is up to him, nothing to do with me. I'm not that kind of person. If he is staying like that, but I'm not that person, so it didn't concern me at all. I don't care. That's how you move on, brothers and sisters. You cannot please everybody. You just please Allah, you will find peace. Yeah? And yet another poet said, when the fool speak, then do not respond to him, for better than to answer him is silent. Yeah. Allah also said that. وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. The righteous servant of Allah, when they travel on earth, when they walk around, move around, and they encounter people who like to talk bad, gossip, and do all the bad things, neither he want to respond. When they want to talk to him, he says, Salam, I'm busy, I have other things to do. They just don't want to waste time entertaining, you know, all this unnecessary discussion. Only foolish people waste time and like to talk bad about people. That's why the saying of the Prophet again, Man kana yu'min billah yawm al-akhir falyakul khairan aw liyasmut. Whoever said he believe in Allah and the day of judgment, if he want to speak, speak only what is true, right, and beneficial. If not, silent is bad. Remember a song for the elders, silence is golden. Remember a song like that? I remember that song. So the old song, very, very interesting, have good meaning. Yeah. Idiots and fools clearly feel insulted by those who shine, those who are noble, and those who display genius. Don't waste your time entertaining all these people and let these people hurt you for no reason. Just do what you have to do. If they want to be good, welcome them. If they want to be like them, just leave them. Let Allah handle them. Yeah. And that's why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah revealed this surah Al-Kawthar, Allah said, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. O Prophet Muhammad, we have given you a lot of good things. here and the hereafter. Hereafter, he prepared al-kawthar, a pond full of water from paradise, only for him and his ummah. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Allah said to his messenger, worship me, be connected to me, remember what I want you to do and what I forbid you. That's how you remember Allah, through your prayer. A lot of people who are praying, worshipping Allah, they cannot remember Allah. No khushu'. So we have to look into that. How can I gain khushu'? Every month we have a day. We focus a day in perfecting my salah course. We have finished the English one last month. For this month, if I'm not wrong, on the 17th, we are going to have it in Bahasa. It's a day course from 9 a.m. to 5 or 6 p.m. It's a very important course. Yeah. Thousands of people have benefited from these courses, locally and also from overseas. When we have COVID, we do online. And when we're doing online, we have people who participate from around the globe, 800 old people who participate in the course. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? So for those who speak Malay, don't forget, you can check on our website and register yourself. Yeah, it's important to have that connection. Yeah? Remember that. If the strength, and good point that Lord Allah said, that Allah said, إِنَّ أَطَيْنَكَ الْقَوْثَرَ فَصَلِّ رَبِّكُمْ. O Prophet, just stay connected to Allah. Remember Allah through your prayer and sacrifice. Now, Hajj is coming very close. For those who have the means, don't forget to participate in the sacrifice. Yeah, either you take one goat or sheep alone, or you share, yeah, for encounter. Yeah. You can contact our staff here. We do have this package. Every year we organize this kind of activities. You must prepare to sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Yeah, to feed the poor and the needy, you will never regret. Inna shani akawram. The more you sacrifice for the sake of Allah, Allah will help you. And those who have bad intention, always talk bad about, they will be gone. Allah will handle them. You don't have to think of them. Let Allah do what is best. Yeah? If the strength and good point that I possess were my sin, then pray, tell me, how can I make amends? If we have made mistake, we just want people to remind us so that we can move forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind, وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ لُمَزَةِ, until the end of ayah, the surah. Woe to every slanderer and backbiter who has gathered wealth and counted it. We are so greedy with this dunya. We just accumulate wealth and wealth. He think that this wealth will make him last forever. Nay, verily he will turn into the crushing fire. The more you have, the more the fire is going to be there to burn you. Yeah? To the extent Allah did say in other surah, people who keep a lot of gold and silver, zahab or fitta, and they don't purify with zakat, they don't give back and help the poor and needy, they just accumulate gold and gold, bar of gold. In the day of judgment, Allah will turn all this gold into an iron. The iron that iron our clothes. And then it will iron our side, our front, our back. And you say, taste your wealth now. What can this wealth help you? No. The more you have, the more God will ask you. I give you so much. What have you done with the wealth I have given you? I keep for what? You keep on, you see, you can't even make use of it. When you can do so many good things with the wealth, but you just accumulate it, thought that it's going to stay forever with you. No. When you die, not even one bar they bury with you. Yeah, you have 100,000 of bar kept in a storeroom, yeah, kept in the factory, but you don't have even one small bar of gold buried with you. Can you imagine how poor we are when we return back to Almighty God? We came out naked, we're going back. Nothing. Yeah? May Allah protect all of us. Yeah? So the last thing I'd like to share with all the good brothers and sisters today is do what is right. And then turn your back to every vulgar criticism. Just don't entertain. You just have to do what is right. But you must know what is right. What you think is right is not necessarily right always. You just think it's right. You feel it's right. Always a believer will check how they feel, what they think with Allah's word, the Quran, and the teaching of the Prophet. If Allah confirmed this is right, the Prophet said it's right, we say it's right. Because our feeling also can mislead us. Our Prophet, they never go through his feeling. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He will never say based on his feeling, desire, what is guided by the revelation. So we have to check. Anything you want to feel you are right, don't be overconfident. When overconfident will destroy you and you become judgmental to other people. Don't do that. So be positive, brothers and sisters, where we still can be and we can be. Time is not with us. The life that is with us is very short now. You just have to maximize whatever you have to have the best before we return back to the Creator. May Allah guide us, may Allah bless us. And if there's any question, now we open for Q&A session. Fatafaddal. Any question?
Assalamualaikum, Che.
Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I have two questions.
Naam.
First question is, you know, when we are going for Hajj, we have people who come to see us and then they give us money, you know, just as a gift. So what is the right thing to do with the money that they give us?
You repeat again your question.
I'm preparing for Hajj.
Okay.
And I have people who are coming to see me. And they give me gifts of money.
Okay.
Cash.
Okay.
So what is the right thing, the afdal thing to do with the cash?
The people who give you this money are who? Friends, family?
Yeah. Friends good. And family.
They donate. They just yeah. give some sadaqah and so. So you can do many things. Number one, if you know that you don't need, this is something extra. You can even contribute back. Yeah. Example, Al-Qadim do a lot of activities to help the poor and needy. You can contribute back to Al-Qadim, say, this is my the sadaqah. That means you also get the reward. They also get the reward. You know, because you don't need.
Yeah.
You see, that's the best thing for us to do. Okay. You see, Al-Qadim always set platform for a lot of people who want to do all this good charitable work. Because every month we are reaching out a few hundred families to help the poor and the needy, you know? So we can contribute back to that. But when are you leaving for Hajj?
On the 20th.
On the 20th. On this coming Saturday, we have a course at 3 o'clock. You can try to attend. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to. So normally, whoever I want to lead, I will always have a briefing. Yeah, at least once before we leave for Makkah. So remember this Saturday at 3, we have a class.
On Hajj?
On Hajj, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we always do that.
Yeah. Okay, second question, Shay. Can zakat money be used to build a mosque or repair a mosque?
Mm-mm. What do you think?
I'm confused because I've read online, some people say you can use, and then some because there's one clause on the number of recipients out of the eight, it says in service of the religion. So, you know, I thought if it's building a mosque, isn't that to help promote the religion? But then I read in other websites, it says, no, you cannot. You shouldn't use it for masjid.
Correctly. The second reminder is correct because it's for the people, more for the people, the eight group of people, not for building. Building, you see, in Islam, the Prophet have even alert us, there come a time people build expensive, beautiful mosques with all the decoration just for show. We don't need that. A mosque is a very simple building, but if you have the means, you can do that. But not through all this kind of zakat money. If people want to donate extra, it's okay. I know, but zakat is being cleared by Allah in the Surah Tawbah, talk about the eight group of people. Now, we are involved in seven group of people. Al-Qadim encounters seven group of people. So, anybody who like to contribute, they can contribute to us so that we will disperse to the seven group. The only group that we don't have is slavery. Yeah, one of the things is to free a slave. So, we don't have slavery now. Inshallah.
Jazakallah.
Welcome. Next, any question? Any question online?
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt depressed when he was closest to Allah? What caused this depression?
Why he was depressed, you mean?
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam feel depressed when he was closest to Allah. What caused this depression?
I don't really understand the question. How the questioner said that the Prophet felt depressed when he's closer to Allah. No.
Yeah.
What we are aware of, we have to get further explanation from the questioner. What do they mean and what reference do they have to state that the Prophet was very depressed when he is getting closer to Allah? Normally, he don't have a depression when he get close to Allah. He only feel very sad sometimes after his uncle who was there to protect him passed away and his beloved wife Khadijah passed away the same year. That year, he was very, very sad. We don't say depression, but that is the year of sadness, the year of sorrow. Yeah? But Allah overcome this very, very fast by inviting him for the night journey, Isra and Mi'raj. Uplifted the Prophet. You are feeling so down because your loved one, the one who is there to help you, protect you, is no more with you. Of course, being human as a human, we do feel sad. But Allah uplifted his sadness by inviting him for this special night journey. Yeah? So, but the question, I don't really understand from which angle he's coming in. Yeah. Next, any other question? Further.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
We have registered for Kurban with Al-Qadim this year. For one cow with seven names but picked by the father, is it okay?
For one cow?
Seven names?
Seven names.
Picked by the father.
Oh, yes, of course. Anybody can pay, no problem. The father can pay for on behalf. Or the mother also can pay, the children can pay, as long as somebody paid. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Can, no problem. Anything good, anybody can just participate, no problem. Yeah? Now, any other question on site? Now, pass the mic to the sister next to you. Now.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I know that as a... So we have elders that we're supposed to pray for, make dua for. But how about those who are converts? Are we limited to just that one dua where we hope and pray that our elders will be guided to Islam?
Oh, yes.
Only that one?
No, we should pray, keep on praying.
It's okay, whatever dua that we make.
Yeah, especially for guidance. The Prophet never stopped praying for guidance for those who are not guided yet. Yeah, for those who are outside of Islam, the Prophet never stopped praying for guidance. May Allah guide them. And of course, then they will do their best to call them to Islam, to invite them to Islam through good example, good speech, and then keep on praying. May Allah give them guidance. We have to do that, of course.
Thank you, Sheikh.
Next. Any other question from the sisters? No. You have other question online?
To add.
Okay.
What about the niyat? Only one person or everybody has to niyat? Like
of course, one, no. One, you know that somebody is paying for the qurban, then you must have the intention that you are participating, yes. Yeah, it's very simple, the intention that you are participating. There's no special, just you know, it's good let the parent inform you, I'm going to pay so everybody is participating in the qurban. Yeah. The different, a bit different is that when you do that, the one who paid normally is highly recommended for them to, they said, pantang larang. Stop cutting your fingernail, cutting hairs or anything. It's like you are with the people who are in ihram. Like you are participating in the hajj, even you are not there. For those, but if the one who paid, he have to do that. But if everybody paid, everybody who paid also have to take care of the do and don't. From the first to the 10th of Zulhijjah, 10 days. Whoever participate in that, they paid for themselves, then they make sure they don't cut their fingernails, don't cut their hair, the armpit hair, no, the pubic for 10 days. And on it. Yeah. Pardon? No, it's highly recommended to do so that they feel they are participating. Yeah. Even they are not in Mecca, but they feel that they are part of the people who are performing the Hajj. No. Last one? No more. Any last question? No more. Alhamdulillah. So don't forget, this coming Saturday will be the Hajj class at 3 o'clock after our class, in the morning classes. Then we will take a break and then 3 o'clock we start again. Yeah. When I organize this course, normally it's open for everybody. Even those who are going to be following me will come, but those who are not following us also, they can participate. Just to add some insight about the significance of Hajj and how to perform the Hajj in the best manners. Because this is two things that the Prophet make it very, very clear about prayer. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform your prayer like how you seen me performed it. Cannot play around. You must try your best to learn the way of the Prophet. Yeah. And when come to Hajj and Umrah, the same, the Prophet, khuzu anni manasikakum. Take your Hajj or your manasik or umrah like how I have performed it. Don't do your way. Do the way I have shown you. And that's what we want to share to all our group who is supporting us for Hajj. Yeah? So may Allah make it easy for us. Make sure that we keep ourselves healthy and try to develop a better immunity in ourselves. Yeah? Boost your immunity so that you are more ready to be exposed. This year, I don't know. Some say maybe if it's going to happen this year, you may have 5 million of people. You cannot imagine what is going to happen. 5 million in a very restricted area, you know. Oh, wallahu a'lam. Yeah, that means we must be ready, yeah, for Hajj this year, inshallah. May Allah make it easy. Those who have traveled, who are there now, may Allah make it easy for them too. And anything you do with the right knowledge, then you will feel different. No? Then just follow. A lot of people have good intention, but they don't have knowledge. They just follow. It helps you a bit, but it don't really give you a very good impact. But when you do with knowledge, you really have a different experience. Yeah? May Allah make it easy, inshallah. And we will see you again this coming Saturday and Sunday. وَبِلَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ وَالْأَقْرِ دَعْوَانَا وَالْحَمْدُ بِالْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ